behold that the Ein Eloiko Mishalim. We know you don't get two things. You don't get Malkus and have to pay money at the same time. So Kash Nechurot Sastir in the two Mishnayisin. How could the Mishnah in Malkus say that if you live with your sister, you get Malkus? And here our Mishnah says, Eilo Nara Sheishlam Knas. If you live with your sister, if your man is your sister, you have to pay a Knas. You have to pay money. The Chur of the Klal is, if you ain't a Leike Mishalim, you don't have to do two things. At the bottom Rashi says, Dinavkulon lekamon, from the Gemara later that says from the Pasuk, Michtei Rishosoi Vidashin, Mishum Risha Achas Ato Mechaivoi, Vi Ato Mechaivoi Mishum Shtei Rishois. You don't have a Chiev of two Rishois, you don't get two punishments, you only get one and not two. So the Klal is, we'll soon see which one you're supposed to get, whether you're supposed to get Malkus, or whether you're supposed to get Mumin. But our core point on the Klal is, you don't get both. So according to Stira, the two Mishnayasin, according to both Mishnayasin, you should get both. If you're honest, if you force your sister to live with her, so our Mishnah says you have to pay your Knas, and there the Mishnah says you have to get Malkus. So according to Klal is, you don't get both. You don't get Malkus, and you don't get Tashlum together. So it's two Tirutzen. First, the Gemara says, Oma Ula Ula answers like this. I'll tell you like Kasha. There's no Kasha. Kan ba choy soy nara. Our missionary is talking about where your sister is still a Nara. She's only 12 years old. And she's a Psula. So if you're manas, our Mishnah says you have to pay her money. You have to pay her Knas. Kan, but the second Mishnah in Makis, that says you get Malkis, I'll tell you about Choyse Bageris. It's talking about where your sister is a Bageris. She's over 12 and a half. So since she's a Bageris already, there's no Knas. We have before Knas is only when she's a Nara. From 12 to 12 and a half. When she's older than that, she's a Bageris, there's no more Knas. So the Mishnah in Makis is talking about where you live with your sister. When she's a Bageris, so it's very good, there's no money. Therefore we say you have to get Malkus. But Enachnami Ula holds that when you have the two things in front of you, Malkus and money, the Lochers will make you pay money. You have to pay money and not get Malkus. Therefore our Mishnah is very good. If she's a Nara, that you have to pay a Knas, that's the Locha. You have to pay Knas money, and Enoch Nami, you would not get Malkus. Either Mishnah in Malkus says if you live with your sister, you get Malkus. That's talking about the case where there's no money, where there's no Knas, where she is a Bageris. For the Gemara, though, no, it's still a Kasha. Achoysoi Bageris Nami, even when your sister is more than 12 and a half, when she's a Bageris already, so there's no Knas, for the Gemara, though, Ho'ika Boisha Supagam. But if you force her, you live with her, first of all, you mavayish her, you embarrass her. Upagam, you make her worth less. Pagam means how much you make her body worth less. You count that by if you'd want to sell her in the marketplace for a shivcha, for a maid. People pay more money for a shivcha that no man lived with yet, to a shivcha, a lady that a man lived with. See, the fact you live with your sister, you're ruining her. You're making a pagam. So Pagam and Boishas, these things, even when she's a Bageris, you have to pay it. So still it's a Kasha than the Mishnah in Malkus. How does the Mishnah in Malkus say if you live with your sister? You get Malkus. Why do you get Malkus? The Chur, the din should be, you should have to pay money. You should have to pay Boishas for Pagam. So Drashi, Tegabe Kenas, Udibin Nara. Ah, well, Boishas Mamainu. By Kenas, there's a special possible, you have to be a Nara. But that the Boishas, you embarrass her. Or else Pagam, that you make her worth less, that's regular mumin, that you have to pay no matter how old she is. So the Chur still a Kasha, why does the Mishnah say in Malkus you have to get Malkus? You should only have to pay money. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, the Mishnah is talking about Beshoita. Where she was a Shoita, your sister was a Shoita. So Rashi says, She'en lo Boishis. She has no Boishis, a Shoita doesn't bother her. She has no embarrassment. So therefore there's no money to pay. And Rashi says also, V'domim limcha b'sheik, Nami ain't law. Like nobody wants to buy a shaita, she's not worth any money anyway. So since she's not worth any money, there's no pagam. So by a shaita, there's no boishes and there's no pagam. So the kids say, if you live with your sister, when she's a shaita and she's a bageris, there's no knas and there's no money. So that's when the Mishnah Malkus says, you get Malkus. Frati Gemara, no. For your ika tsara, but I'll call upon him this tsar, you're giving her pain. If you force her, when you force her to live with you, you give her pain. So for that you have to pay, even if she's a shaita, but she has tsar, she has pain. Good, she doesn't have embarrassment. She's a shaita, but tsar she has. So for still you have to pay your money. So why do you have to give her knas? Why do you get Malkus for? So Marian says, b'mafuta. I tell you, we're talking about the Mishnah Makkos is when you talked her into it. And she agreed to do it. She agreed to do it. So therefore, there's no tsar. So far, we're talking about where she's a shaiter, and you talked her into it, that there's no tsar involved. So therefore, there's no money problems. It's only a din that you did a lav. You live with your sister. That's why you get Malkus. So the Gemara Hashto, the Yasas Lahochi, now that you come this far, Afilo Taima Achoy Seinara. Even if you want to say the Mishnah in Makis is talking about your sister when she's a Nara, so then the Kashrir, there should be Kanas. So why do you get Malkus? You have to pay a Kanas. The Teret says, I'll tell you, be Yisayma Umafuta. We're talking about where she has no father, your sister, she has no father, your father died already, and also Mafuta, you talked her into it. The halacha is, when you talk her into it, and she agrees, so then there's no nezik. You don't have to pay a tsar, boishas, or pagam, because she agreed to do it. She was a mafuta, she agreed to do it. Now the halacha about kenas, the halacha is like this. When do you have to pay a kenas? If she has a father, then the halacha is, the kenas goes to the father. But if she's a yesoima, she has no father, then the kenas is supposed to go to her. Now when the money goes to her, there's a svara, if she agreed to do it, she was like Michael. She forgave you on the money. You don't have to pay her any money. Like the Torah says, you have to pay her money a kenas. That's only if you force her. But if you talk her into it and she agrees, when she agrees to let you live with her, she's like, you're doing it brishus. You're doing it without permission. So it's like she's Michael, you the kenas. You don't have to pay her any money. Just I, the Torah says, the mafuta, you have to pay money. The Torah says, when there's a father alive, the money goes to the father. And the father wasn't meichel the money. But when she's a yisayma, she has no father, then the halacha is the money goes to her. If the money goes to her, the svar is if she agrees to let you do it to her, she's meichel you the money. So in the case where she's a mafuta and she has no father, there's no money involved. Because any money that you should have to pay, she is meichel you. So that's what the Mishnah Makkos is talking about. This is the case that you get Malkus and you do not have to pay money. So our core point of the Gemara says, Alma Ksav Ula. We see that what's Ula's Svara? Ula himself holds that Kol Heicha Dika Mamin Malkus. Whenever you have two Chiyuvim, you have money and you have Malkus, which one of the two did he give you? Memayna Mishalim. The Lacher is you have to pay money. That's why our Mishnah is very good. If you force your sister when she's a Nara, our Mishnah says you have to pay a Kenas. Aye, there's a lav involved also. So what? You get money and you don't get Malkus. Mamayna Mishalim, Mukul Eloki. Now the only time you get Malkus, like the Mishnah Malkus is, in a case where there's no money involved. Either she's a Shaita, or else when she's a Yisayma, she doesn't have a father, and she was a Mafuta. She agreed to do it, that the money goes to her, and she is Meichel the money, she gave you permission to do it, so there's no money involved, that's when you get Malkus. But in any time when there's money involved, you see from Ula, to what Ula answers the Stevens in the Mishnayos in, that he holds, you have to pay money, money is the bigger chiv, and then enechlam, you do not get Malkus. For the Gemara, minole lulaha, how does Ula know this? How do we know this when you do something like this, when you live with your sister, that you should have to pay your money for the kenas, and also you should have to get Malkus? How do we know that you pay the money and you don't get Malkus? How do we know money comes first? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Ula learns it out from the parsha where you hit your friend. Ma choybo b'chaveroi. The locker of you hit your friend. The ikam mamon amalkis. There's a lav hatera about Tosif. You're not allowed to hit your friend. If you hit your friend, you're over a lav, you're supposed to get Malkus. But if you hurt him, that you give a pagam, you ruin him, you make him worthless, you have to pay ma'athmazik. You have to pay nezek tzar boishes apagam. You have to pay money. So locher is by choyvel. The din is you have to pay the money and you don't get malchus. The din is memayna mishalim milkul aloki. That's the locher by choyvel. And later we'll see it's a referish posik. It's a special posik. Rashi says choyvel bechavei. Rashi says ika malchus. First of all, you're over a lav. The posik says the lo yosef. It says when Bezdin gives malchus, it says you hit him 39 times. For lo yosef, you're not allowed to do more. So we learn out from that there's a lav to hit your friend. Or b'mayna mishalim, you also have to pay money. Could it save shift or yitain, that if you hurt the guy and he can't go to work, you have to pay the doctor bills, or he's not working, you have to pay him. V'yafil asra b'nami, Even when you gave him a surah and you warned him, don't hit your friend, because you're being over alav, that lechura, that's the case where you should get malchus, still, marbele lekamon b'shmaitim b'hedya l'tashlumim. For some see later, that there's meferesh ribui, you have to pay money. So I'll tell you, Ula learns out from this lav, from the lav of chayvah b'chaveroi, when you hit your friend, there we see the Torah tells us clearly, you have to pay money, and you don't get malchus. So I'll tell you, af kol hecha, dika mamun malchus, any place, where there's two chiyuvim money in malchus, the din is mamayna mishalim, I'll tell you, you have to pay the money, but milkil alaki, enachanami, malchus you do not get, you don't have to get malchus. So maybe Ula learns it out from chayvah. So Gemara says, no, unless you appear, unless you're kasha. Ma l'chayvel b'chaveroi shekein chayiv b'chamisha dvarim. I tell you, if you hit your friend and you hurt him, you ruin him, you have to go to doctor bills, you have to pay five things, special chiddush. If you're a mazik, other mazik has to pay nezek, tzar, boishes, ripa, and shevis. You have to pay five things, the doctor bills, the fact he's not working, you have to pay him, the embarrassment he had, the tzar, the pain he had, and how much he devaluated. If you sell him now, how much less he's worth, you have to pay him five things. So I tell you, since it's such a chomedik echiyuv of chayvul b'chaveroin, that's why you have to pay the money. Because it's such a chomedik echiyuv. But maybe other places, the din is you have to get malchus and not money. Then the Gemara says, v'ima moina l'kula, if you want to tell me a svara no, maybe but we have, when you have the question, to give you a mamnin or to give you a malchus. I tell you, maybe really money is more kal, is more simple. So the chura then there should be a kal v'chayma. Maduch by this lav of chayvul v'chaveroi, where it's a chomedik, a very strict lav. You see, the Torah says you have to pay five payments. Still, the Torah says, we give you the more kula, the money and not the malchus. So chur should be a kal v'chayma all over. If you see by this place, we give you the more kal, the more easier one, the money. By every other lav, it should be that way. That we're not going to give you a malchus, the more chomer, but we'll give you money, the more kal. Now, the Gemara's mesupik, what's called more chomer? Is the fact to give you malchus called more chomer, or the fact to give you money called more chomer? So, Gemara's saying that if you want to say a svara, that maybe malchus is more chomer, and money is more kula. So the chur it's a kal v'chayim, you should be able to learn out from here, all over to give you money and not malchus. Gemara says also not, no, you can't learn out. I'll tell you another svara, shekein huta meklal lebebezdin. I'll tell you this lav of chayvul b'chaveroi has a little kula. It's a little lenient. Do you know why? Because bezdin has the right to give you malchus. So bezdin really has the right to hit somebody. So you see, this lav of hitting somebody is not such a strong lav, because there are places that it's mutter to do. Mashenkin, the lav of living with your sister, there's never a heta. Nowhere in the Torah are you allowed to live with your sister. So maybe I'll tell you the reason why here by chayvul they gave you the more kal, the more simple chiv of money, is because bechlau this lav is called a kal. It's a lav that has a kal to it. That you see, the Torah was mat the hitting in Bezdin. The Torah gave Bezdin the right to give people malchus. So Torah was hutta b'kloloi. It's not such a strict lav. Maybe that's why you have to pay money. But maybe other places, like where you live with your sister, maybe the other svara would be, you have to get malchus and not money. So, chursul kasha nula, how could you learn out from chayvul b'chaveroi? So, Gemara says, Ela goma miyedim zaymimim. Ein achanami. Ula learns it out from another place. From the parasha of edim zaymimim. That what? Ma edim zaymimim. Di yika mamin o malchus. The lacha is, Edim Zemim is, let's say two Edim say that Reuven owes $100. They say, we saw the way Reuven borrowed $100 Sunday morning. That's the first two Edim. Then another two Edim come and say to the first two, you're liars, because Imanu Hayisem, you were with us, you weren't here, you were with us in a different place, you never saw that Mais Alvor. So the locher is, the first two Edim have to pay the money that they wanted to make him pay. That's the klal of what you wanted to do to somebody else, we make you pay it. So these first two Edim have a chiyuv to pay back the money, and also the rov ralav of Laisana, they said Edim Sheker. So really that you have to get two punishments. That you have to get money for what they wanted to do to him, they themselves have to pay it, and also the rov ralav of Laisana. And still the locher is, Memoina Mishalim Mukla Loki. Also, we'll have a pasuk later that in the case of Edom Zemimim, if you wanted somebody else to lose money, we make you lose the money, and we don't give you malchus. So the Chur Ulu learns out from here to all over. Just like for Edom Zemimim, really there are two chiyuvim, money and malchus. We say, though, you have to pay the money and not the malchus. So here also now, Mishnah, when you live with your sister, you have to pay the kanas, and you don't get malchus. For the Gemara, no. Mali Edom Zemimim, I'll tell you, Edom Zemimim is different. Shekein Einon Tzrichin Asrur. I tell you, there's a special chumra about Edom Zemimim. You don't have to warn them beforehand. They don't need Asrur. Later in the Gemara, we'll see why not. But the locher is, when the first Edom said false, and later we found out that Edom Zemimim, they have to pay money, even though the first Edom were not warned. Nobody warned them. So you see a special chumra about Edom Zemimim, that they have to pay money, even though they weren't warned. We're all other chiyuvim, you only have to get your punishment if you were warned first. So Mela, I'll tell you, you can't learn out from Edom Zemimim. Edom Zemimim is a special chumra, that's what the Torah said there, you have to pay money. But maybe other places, you get malchus and not money. Right, again, vima moina lekula, maybe you want to say a svara though that no, that malchus is more strict, and to have to pay money is a kula. So then the chumra should be a kal v'chaima. Madach be'edim zemimim, that's very strict, you don't need asra. The Torah gave you the more kal, the more easier punishment, the money. So the chumra all over also for sure, you should only have to pay money, not malchus. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you something kal, something lenient about edim zemimim. I'll tell you, shekein l'yosa maisa. They didn't do a maisa. All Edom Zemimim did was with their dibur, with their mouth, the first two Edom came to Bezdin and said, we know the way Reuven borrowed $1,000. So they didn't do any action. They just spoke out with their mouth. They said false. They said, Eid Sheker. That's all. But they didn't do an action of hitting somebody, of doing an Avera. So maybe since it's a cow, it's not so strict, this Avera, that's what the Torah says, you have to pay money. But maybe by Yavda Avera is like an Al Mishnah, where you live with your sister. It's a Maisa Avera. Maybe there will tell you have to get Malkus and not money. So we're still back to the Kasha. How does Ulu know to say the Klal is you get money and not Malkus? So it says, Elo Goma Mitavayu. True, each one separately you can't learn out from, but we'll learn out from both together. We'll learn out from Edom Zemimim and from Chebu B'Chaveroi. But that by these two in Yonim, the Torah says, you have to pay money and not get Malkus. The Torah says, no. Ma Tzara Shava Shavem. What's the limud? That what's the common denominator between both of them? What are they both Shavarin equal? Deika Mamun or Malkus? That both of them really have a chiyuv to have to pay money and to get Malkus. And the klal is, Memoina Mishalin, Milka Leloki, that you only pay money by Chayvul and by Edom Zemimim, and you don't get Malkus. So I'll tell you, Ulu learns out from here, Av Kol Hecho Dika Mamun or Malkus. All over, with his chiyuvim of money and Malkus, like in a case where you minus your own sister, where you live with your sister when she's a Nara, that you should have to pay a Kenas and get Malkus. I'll tell you, the klal is, that Memoina Mishalin, Milka Leloki, the din is you have to pay money and not get Malkus. Maybe this is Ula's limit. For the Gemara, no. I'll tell you about Pirchas still. Mala Tzara Shava Shepem, Shekein Yesh Ben Tzad Chomer. I'll tell you, these two cases are different. Edom Zemimim has the Chumra, it doesn't need Asro. Chayvel B'chaveri has the Chumra, Shekein Yesh Ben Chamishas Dvorim. You have to pay five things. So maybe that's why you have to pay money and not Malkus. But all over, maybe not like that. And if you want to say the svar, as we said before, that paying money is easier, so for sure you should have to pay money all over, I'll tell you no. Shekein yesh bem tzanakal. Both these two things have something about it that's easy. Edom Zemimim is not a maisa; they didn't do an action. And chayvul b'chaveroi. We said before Shekein hutra meklaloi that Bezdin sometimes has a right to hit somebody. So again, Ula can't learn out from these two places. These two places are different. You have no proof for the rest of the Torah. So Gemara says, Einachanami.